Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That can make you feel better.
You better have fun.
Maybe we do that today. Just feel-good music, you know? Because people need to. These Braves have.
Because ain't no mountain high enough for the Braves. There isn't.
Nah.
And ain't no valley. Ain't no valley. As long as you learn that, Andy. Nothing. Not even the Riders River.
Not can keep
us from getting wins, baby. There we go.
Yeah.
Getting hits, baby.
This just hits.
Gets a hit.
Hits?
Hits.
Begat runs?
Yes.
Begat wins.
Let's just get hits. I have a question.
Get a couple hits.
I have a question about something because I didn't see it when it happened. But Samson, we were watching the Hawks game. He's like, "Daddy, why is that guy being taken off in a stretcher?" Now, I just want to know, and I feel bad for the brother.
Me too.
Can he sue?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't see.
Just for people that maybe don't know what we're talking about.
I saw it this morning
yeah.
about what happened.
One of the things that the Hawks yes. do during timeouts in arena, and they do a great job
yes.
in arena. Like yeah. every Hawks game I've ever been to, whether it's an Eastern Conference playoff game or a regular season game against the damn Blazers.
Yes.
Like it's a party in there.
It's
they
fun.
Do an awesome job. One of the things they do during one of the timeout breaks is called tic-tac-toe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to make a layup. And then you get to go put your X or O on the thing, and then you make another one,
yes.
you go back. So the guy takes off from half court and goes to shoot his first layup,
mm-hmm.
and the old legs don't work like
yes.
they used to.
Yes.
The knee gave out, he buckles, he's on the ground. People thought maybe it was an April Fool's joke.
I would have thought the same thing.
Had it been,
yeah.
perfectly executed.
Yes.
Like really looked believable.
Yes.
But that's because the guy legitimately hurt himself.
Yeah.
And that sucks, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, getting hurt at all, but then getting hurt in front of 20,000, and not only 20,000, all you mean people on social
yes.
media.
Y'all folks.
Making fun of this poor guy.
Leave him alone. And I don't know who he is. We don't know him. But if y'all out there, y'all know this brother, we hope you get well, man.
Yeah, because we're not laughing at
it's
you.
It's just, there's no way I can laugh at that. Because I'm like, this man genuinely got hurt.
He really did.
He got hurt.
He really blew
fun.
Out his knee.
Yeah.
He's trying to do a little Hawks in-game tic-tac-toe thing.
Had fun.
Yeah. And now
down.
He's really hurt, and it's going to be a year or whatever. I don't know. It's probably longer when you're just a regular person.
Yeah, but I mean, I just, you know, I'm taking my hat off to you, my brother. Hope you get well and feel better, man.
I agree. Now, yeah. as for the other part, I don't know. You probably sign a waiver or something
yes,
like that.
I would pretty assume you do. Yeah. Oh, everybody's making that face. Yeah, waiver. Damn. At least pay for my surgery.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
you probably got
they
it.
Might. They might. It might be some good publicity for him. How about the other
That's
guy?
True. That's true.
How good about point. The competitor, though?
Didn't just stop.
No, no.
Didn't stop.
Like
Hell
a savage, what, continuing
ball.
To hit layups
ball
and place placards.
What do you win?
Ball is life. I don't know. Some sort of gift card or
okay,
something
yeah,
like that.
Give me that gift card.
Yeah. He needed that $100 to the Hawks shop.
Dude.
They had to tell him, like, hey, man.
What the
hey, buddy, you won.
What
slow
the
down.
Hell
won.
Are you getting for $100?
The Hawks shop?
Yeah.
You can get a number of things. You can get one really nice thing.
Right.
You could get two kind of nice things, or you could get three, like, kind of crappy things.
Okay. All right. That's like.
But, like, you get, no, you get, like, last time we went to the Hawks shop was when we, me and Lily went to the Caitlin Clark game last year.
Right.
And she wanted a doll. So she got a Ryan Howard stuffed doll. Mm-hmm. So she's got the Ryan Howard doll. And she wanted a foam finger. She mm-hmm. got a foam finger. And I wanted to get a Hawks t-shirt. And okay. I got that. And that was all probably about $50.
Oh, okay.
You know? Cool. So I've still got half left.
I mean, because I'm always a guy, if I go to a game with the kids, they want everything. Now, where they with the mama, they don't want nothing. Just a popcorn. With daddy there, it's like, dad, I need this sweater. I need this. It's blah, 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 blah. Fine. Whatever. We don't do it a lot. Fine. You can have it. Whatever. But I'm just saying, maybe I'm shopping on the wrong side of the pro shop. Because...
No, some of it's pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why don't y'all go over there? Yeah, like just like when you take a kid to Dave & Buster's and you get all the tickets and everything, and you're just like, okay, we can get you one good thing. Because my thing is this. I'm trying to make sure you win as many tickets as possible because I hate them little bitty-ass trinkets.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the little damn things that are broken before
we
get home.
Say this, though. I kind of hate the big ones, too.
I'm fine with the big ones.
We want a life-size gorilla at Dollywood last year. I don't know where to put it. It's just in the way.
How did it fit coming back in the car?
Someone had to get out of the stroller. Because we got the two-kid stroller, you know, the double-wide stroller, which is a problem in and of itself.
Yes.
Like, people have to get out of the way for 100 yards when they see you coming. But then you got a life-size gorilla blow up or a stuffed animal. And one of the kids has to walk, you know? You wanted it so bad, walk.
Yeah.
And then that's a tantrum, you know? And then you get it at the back of the car, and now you got it in the playroom, and you clean up the room. It's like, all right, everything's in place except for this giant gorilla. And I guess it's not Boone's type because he hasn't taken to that one. I guess he only likes sea creatures. So, yeah, I don't know. And that's not one of those, like, some stuff that, like, her great-grandfather got her one of these little, like, it was like a little fake dog that was on a fake leash. And if you hit a button, it would like, bark. But mm-hmm. it was the yappiest, yeah. terrible bark.
Mm-hmm.
I threw it in the garbage. Like, after a while, it got lost.
Right.
You can't just lose the gorilla. Like, she'll notice.
They'll notice that.
She hasn't noticed the dog because she has 100 other stuffed animals. Unless she's listening right now, but I don't think she is.
Yeah. Daddy, where is my dog?
Where's my dog? You have a real dog, okay? Real one. You don't need a fake one, and he barks enough.
Oh, God.
Grandparents. I think grandparents buy stuff for kids just to set us up sometimes.
Hell yeah.
I think they do.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah, that was a setup. Thanks a lot. Anyway, threw that out. What are we doing? All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris. Here's Raheem Morris. He was at the owners' meetings. Arthur Blank spoke as well. We'll get to some of what he had to say. But here's Raheem talking about Grady Jarrett.
You always have the deals that you want to have, especially when you're talking about a guy that means so much to your team, your building, your state, everything about you. You were here when you drafted him. That was one of the tougher decisions that went on throughout the offseason. And you know, when you got to find a way to make all these things meet, we talked about how you fit it within the cap and what your structures are and how you want to have a person fit in. We just couldn't come into an agreement, and that's what went into those things. All those decisions, all those things happened, and that was very tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was from a personal standpoint. I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, we've talked a lot about this, and I know the Kirk Cousins stuff is a lot more I don't know, like emotionally charged and probably more, I don't know, it's more fun, but easier to talk about. Grady Jarrett being gone is a bigger deal. It's a much bigger deal than whatever happens with Kirk Cousins, because ideally Kirk Cousins won't play.
Yes.
Whether he's on the team or not, ideally he'll never play for the Falcons again, because that means Michael Penix plays great. Grady Jarrett leaves a giant hole in the defensive line that they have not filled. And when you talk to Joe Patrick, he's still under the opinion, just because of the way that Onyemata's contract is structured, he's might be cut too.
Right.
Like, he might be a later in the offseason cut. So those are your two starters on the interior on the defensive line that already wasn't good.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think, and you're absolutely correct with the whole Grady. But, I mean, he leaves a big hole in your locker room.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, right. As far as the leadership and accountability and what you want a Falcon to be and things like that. And so you just hope that whatever, and the one thing about Grady that I've heard about him, he ain't shy to pull a guy along. You know, but it's only so much you can pull a guy. Sometimes he's got to just move out. You got to move you out the way and be that frontline guy. And so you just hope that these dudes have learned a lot, are using this opportunity this offseason to get themselves better, because they know that that guy ain't there no more. And I think that's always the biggest thing about, you know, fortunate enough for me, I came into the league, I had to of course, compete a little bit, but I've always been a starter. So it wasn't one of those things where you had to learn how to do something. I already knew what it took and what it was going to take, you know, for me mentally and physically to do my job as a starter. These guys have got to do that. They're going to play the most ball they've ever played in the NFL. You know, and so when you're a starter, as much as you talk about the rotation of the D-line, it's a rotation, all right, but you're playing the majority of those snaps. You better be playing the majority of those snaps.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when you lose a guy like Grady, we know how valuable of a member of the community he is in here and everything, and he'll always be there. Atlanta will always be this man's home and everything. But, again, they couldn't give him what he wanted financially, and Chicago did.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it, too, is, like, if there was any thought that, all right, well, you know, they kind of cut bait with a guy that wasn't what he once was, and, you know, it's from a football standpoint, you're probably going to be okay. Like, and maybe you will be, I don't know, but Chicago didn't see it that way.
No.
Chicago was first in line to give him money, like, before the day was over.
Right.
Like, before the Falcons even made a move in free agency, they moved on from Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett found a new home.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like, free agency even opened. Like, that's how quickly he was snapped up on the open market, which, I don't know, maybe Chicago's wrong. Maybe Chicago doesn't know what they're doing, but at least the market said that they still think that he's a really good player. So, as much as, like, the franchise icon part of it is important, of course it is, and as much as locker room leadership is important, of course it is, you lost the best player on the offensive line.
Yes.
Like, again, on the side of the ball, it was struggling, and you need to kind of revamp throughout this offseason. It's, you know, it's hard to build when you take away one of your building blocks. Now you got Raheem talking about never having enough edge also yesterday.
I think you can't have enough edge. You know, I think that's got to be something that you're always constantly doing. It's different, you know, probably a different position than you're talking about the quarterback when you only play one. You know, when you're talking about on the edge, you play a bunch of different people. You got a chance to roll those guys around. You can make the movement that you have to make necessary to go out there and try to win matchups. And I think you want to continue to add those guys as much as you can.
Yeah, you can never have enough edges. You know, you can never have enough guys who are capable pass rushers.
You cannot have enough, which is what they've had.
And the thing about it is, just because you have bodies doesn't mean that's enough.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, we got this many guys. Yeah.
Every team has the same amount of players.
What about the production
that
from
play
those
the position?
Players? What about the production from those players? That is what you need.
Right.
With a capital B.
Right. That's the thing about it is, you know, it. You can add, and that's great. And I love the Leonard Floyd signing. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. I think he's a really nice addition to mm-hmm. a room with other pieces. If Arnold Ebikidi comes along even further from where he was before, and then again, you draft and hopefully the guy you get. Because, like, if the best guy you have on the edge is already in there, mm-hmm. you're not going to be very good.
Unless
what?
Unless we talk about pass rushers and contracts here.
Yeah.
They have a guy who has steadily gotten better every year, and now he's in a situation where your contract year, brother, go get you. Because a double-digit sack in a contract year gets you $30 million.
Oh, sure. Yeah, especially when you're young.
Yes.
Like if you're Arnold
Ebikidi
and you go out and get 12, 13 sacks next year, whatever.
Falcons can't pay him.
Somebody's going to pay you a lot of money.
Yes.
Which is great. Like, that's a problem I hope that we have to talk about next summer. But that would also be him doing twice as well as he's ever done before in a season, right? Like, you're talking about a guy taking a 100% leap in the fourth year of his career. Maybe that'll happen. But you also have to add more. Like, Morgan Fox is nice. I'm glad you went out and got him. Zach Harrison's still here.
Yeah.
That's good. Braylon Trice, hopefully, from last year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why the most important thing is the development of those guys. But you got to add somebody at 15 that's going to be able to come in, and I don't even know if they're going to draft an edge rusher.
Right.
They might not.
They were at tackle. They were at an offensive
I hope
tackle.
They do.
They were at an offensive tackles workout.
Yeah, they go to a lot of workouts. Yeah. Not going to make too much. You know, it was a private workout.
It's private.
But that's all right. You
know, we know how they are in private.
They like them.
They like them.
They like going to them. When they see a guy in private, they sometimes draft him.
Yeah, they sometimes do.
But sometimes they don't, probably. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing my Drewski hands up.
Not all the private workouts they go to. You know what I mean? Who knows? Which one was it? Was the LSU guy or who was the workout?
I think it was Texas guy.
Oh, it was the Texas guy. Okay. Yeah. Sure. I mean, they need that too. Probably not a pressing need. They did just restructure or extend the left tackle. So, you know, let's focus on the thing that, you know.
Yeah. But, their quarterback is lefty.
He is left-handed. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. The blind side's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I already told you how that's fixed because Penix went to UW and so did Caleb McGarry, so he's got more pride now.
Okay. Hey, I'm at this point now. If you say that, I'm going to have to believe it.
You don't have to do anything. You know more about it than I do. There's
a side. Somebody just hit me and said that they played, we're talking about 838 being a lucky number for now. He says that's his cash three numbers. He plays that every day.
Great.
838.
How?
I didn't ask him.
How you doing?
I didn't ask
on that. How rich are you?
Yeah, I didn't ask him.
How much money
you
got?
Yeah, I didn't ask
him. All right, let's hear Raheem talking about the one of the other things that's changed this offseason. Obviously, Grady going to Chicago. So did Drew Dahlman, talking about Ryan Nisel being the center.
It was 8 games that he was able to go out there and really be competitive and play at a very high level. To be able to go watch him and get the confidence that way, feel really good about what Nuzel can do. Before that, watching him in practice, doing some of the things he was able to do, watching the continuity between him and Mike just throughout the season with those guys being, the twos at certain points of the season and the ones at certain parts of the season. I feel really good about those guys, but definitely trying to make it a competitive stage at all walks of life when you talk about
that. That is a good point because Nisel was the backup center, and him and Mike were the scout team quarterback center. They got a lot of chemistry and everything like this. Did anybody offer him anything?
I don't think so. Okay. Not that I saw. Right. Maybe it flew under the radar. Sometimes there's a lot happening. Now, again,
that's not saying anything bad about it.
Nope.
That is not saying anything bad.
But, it's not bad when somebody else looks.
Yeah. Just like, and you know that look when you know somebody looking at your woman and you see them eyes. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to overreact to this.
Right. I
get it.
I don't blame him.
I get it.
I don't blame him.
Look at her.
He didn't step over the line. Now keep it there. Don't be doing anything crazy.
Don't come over here with that flim flam.
Yeah. But I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
Why do you think I'm with
her? Yeah, right. But, exactly.
Yeah, that's why that was my only question about that.
No, I don't know if Ryan Nuzel got any wandering eyes this offseason, let alone any pickup lines or ass slaps or anything like that. I don't know if anything like that happened. So we're safe. He'll be here.
Okay.
The only one slapping his ass will be Michael Penix for 17 games next year and hopefully more.
That's a pretty damn good analogy right there.
Well, it's the center and the quarterback.
It's a very intimate relationship that you have to have with a man. All right, you're probably touching him more than his wife does.
Yeah. More hours of the day.
Yeah, more hours of the day of touching him than,
Definitely. Is there any more intimate relationship in sports than the center and the quarterback?
There's nothing.
Can't be, right?
There's nothing. Nobody,
I mean, pitcher and catcher for sure, but not the same.
No, there's nothing that's more intimate. We talk intimacy with, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
There's nothing more intimate than a quarterback and center because you're actually touching him.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your hand is up in there.
Pairs figure skating, Abe says.
But that's more pleasurable, ain't it?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you're lifting a woman. That's cool.
Yeah, or like cheerleading.
Yeah, you're lifting a woman, though, dog. You don't have your hands up under some sweaty guy's butt.
That's true.
That's nasty as hell.
It is. It's grosser. For sure. Definitely grosser. Yeah. These are good questions.
Yeah. Let's go to break.
Good questions and good answers.
Let's go to break from you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and do an NFL no huddle. We'll talk about all the other stuff that happened at the owners' meetings yesterday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.